folks. It's Cindy Erie Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My, how time flies. I remember when I was little, that Christopher Cross song, for some reason I latched on to it, and I haven't heard it in a long time. And then I read just in my news feed about Mr. Cross allegedly coming down with the COVID-19, another person. And Christopher Cross, 33, I thought that was interesting. So, you know, at 12:01, as soon as I get off the air with you guys, I have a nice executive order from the governor of Missouri. Stay home Missouri order, effective beginning at 12:01 a.m. Monday, April 6th, until 11:59 p.m. April 24th. So we've got us a nice 18-day stay home Missouri. Okay. First and foremost, I want everyone to know that I love this state and the people of this state. Now, Governor Parsons did time in the military and a couple decades in law enforcement. Okay. And he's the guy that took over after Eric Greitens, this former Navy SEAL, Jewish guy, was involved with the whole cemetery, where the Jewish cemetery kind of thing with Mike Pence. And there was a lot going on with the Soros funded prosecuting attorneys here, Kim Gardner and Wesley Bell, these two radical Marxist Soros plants into the St. Louis city and county prosecuting attorney positions. As you all know, Soros and his ilk have funded radical progressives into all of these spots that they could fill. And the son of the weatherman out there in San Francisco, and all kinds of interesting things. And so this is AstroTurf garbage, as we see constantly thrown at us. But so Mike Parsons took over after Eric Greitens had to leave office. Now there's rumblings that Eric Greitens is going to come back and try to run for some sort of an office. It's interesting. So he's basically saying the people of this great state clearly define who we are in Missouri, and as governor, I have no greater responsibility than to protect the health, well-being, and safety of all Missourians. So the order requires the following, okay? Individuals currently residing within the state shall avoid leaving their homes or places of residence. All individuals in the state shall avoid social gatherings of more than 10 people. Public and charter schools must remain closed for the duration of the order. Any entity that does not employ individuals to perform essential worker functions as set forth in guidance provided by the federal government shall adhere to the limitations on social gatherings and social distancing. I'm so sick of this crap. I know many of you are. Basically, only 25% or less of the entities authorized fire or building code occupancy. So I'm driving by some of the stores today, and they got these people spread out all over the parking lot, 6 feet apart, and so forth and so on. It's so insane. But it goes into essential services, grocery stores, gas stations, banks, engaging in outdoor recreation, and blah, 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 blah. Okay. Then it gets into how many people allegedly tested positive and all this. One of the callers from Chicago last week mentioned the whole film your hospital thing. This thing's gone fully viral out here. And all kinds of people are, you know, especially that Elmhurst, that epicenter in New York City. So this is some very, very weird stuff. So, Ken, get clip one ready. Now, Pat sent me this, who comes on the program here and there. And this is a Richie from Boston video. And this is kind of his language is kind of where we're at right now as far as, let's just say, and I'm even kind of guilty of this. I've been on kind of a short fuse, and I know many of you probably have, because the more of the cognitive dissonance causing material that I'm trying to keep eyes on, just to, you know, gauge where the hell this thing is, the more it gets you angry and so forth and so on. So I'm going to play a little bit of this video and just kind of listen for his language, because there's a whole swath of researchers out here now that are questioning the mechanics of what a virus is, its transmissibility, and so forth and so on. Now, I am not a epidemiologist, a virologist, and all of that stuff. I mean, but it's interesting to hear the various viewpoints getting floated around. So let's go ahead and roll clip one and let's play for a little bit.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 2nd of April. It's 2020. And I just received this video from somebody else. And apparently, from what I'm told, this guy has been killed since he made this video, or he's dead. One of the two, I don't know. But here's this. This is just another person who's very well educated and spoken on this particular topic, like Dr. Kaufman, like the people Crow777 that wrote that 800-page book on how you cannot catch a disease airborne or from another animal or anything else. Sadly, whoever put this video up decided to put stupid little things in here, so I apologize for that. I'm going to try to knock them out if I can, but I cannot find this original. Here's the other thing. It is really astonishing to me that certain YouTube channels that I followed for years until about a year or two ago are absolutely quiet on this. Face Like the Sun asking people on Twitter, do you think this is the Q or Trump plan? True Stream Media not bringing up the fact that in the New England Journal of Medicine on March 26 or even February 2020, Dr. Anthony Fauci literally said the death rate of this corona COVID-19 virus is 0.1%. All you can come up with is just nonsense. This is for all the marbles. If you don't see it, that's phenomenal. Maybe you will when the truck pulls up out front, because they're coming, okay? I've had enough medical, doctors, and military experts forward me information that I'm turning into videos for you people to watch while everyone else is sitting back because they don't want to be hunted down by the army for putting out anti-virus propaganda. They've stolen the country successfully. Not sure if you're noticing that or not. And now they're simply making troop placement as we speak right now, and soon the country will be shut down entirely. Places like Vermont, Walmarts are already cordoning off certain sections in the store that are non-essential to you. Okay? That's called a beta test. That will spread every place else. It's happening all over the place. And if you have 300, 500,000 subscribers, you better step up now or don't ever make a video again. Okay? So there's that. Now check this out. Or don't. Whatever. Who wants to don't let facts get in the way of mainstream media. You know what I'm saying? This is absolutely unbelievable to me, the amount of channels saying nothing about this. The facts are still out there right now. If you can research fallen angels being released from the pit, but you can't figure out that this is an entire smokescreen to implement the New World Order, hang up your microphone. Or don't. I'm out. Check this out.
Over the last few weeks, so I'm making this for my friends to clear a few things up. First and foremost, something you should know, you cannot catch a virus. And why can't you catch a virus? Because it's impossible. So why is it impossible to catch a virus?
Question.
A virus is alive. Is a virus a living thing?
No.
So how is it that people think that you can catch something that is not alive?
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
Now, I know a lot of people are genuinely concerned, so that's why I'm making this, to hopefully cure some of the unnecessary fear and stress. And if you are feeling that, it's because you're causing it for yourself. And just so you don't think I'm sitting here making stuff up, I'll quickly tell you my background so you know how and why I'm telling you these things. I was one of those kids that could read and write before I even started school. I knew my 1 to 12 times table before other kids even knew how to open a book. I won academic scholarships at 2 expensive private schools. I did 6 years of science, which included medicine. I did 6 years of natural health and medicine. And I spent 3 years solely looking into the nature of viruses, bacteria, protozoans, fungus, and parasites. And as a practitioner, I treated myself and a number of other people successfully long-term for conditions of the same. And when I did my last IQ and aptitude test, I was taken into a separate room and I was interrogated to see if I'd cheated. And more than anything, unlike Google and Facebook, I don't have vested financial interest dictating what I can say, and I don't have shares in vaccine companies. So what is a virus anyway? Well, a virus is nothing more than a solvent, and these solvents are created within the cells of the body. This is why you cannot catch a virus. Viruses are created cellularly. Now, the body can create hundreds of thousands of different viruses at any time. So why does a cell need to create a virus or a solvent? Created in response to the built-up toxicity that we have in our bodies. So how does a cell become toxic? Well, a lot of people have spent a number of years putting shit in their minds and shit in their body. A lot of people think that it's just totally fine to eat supermarket food, you know, you microwave it, just get flu shots injected into you every year, just drink your tap water. You know, people that go after organic food are tinfoil hat wearing boogers. The thing is that nature doesn't care what you believe. You can believe that any of those things are true, but nature doesn't care what you believe. So a lot of people have asked me, what is a flu? Well, a flu is a viral detoxification or a cleansing. A cold, on the other hand, is mostly bacterial. And for the most part, what needs cleaning out of the cells are environmental toxins such as heavy metals, plastics, any kind of environmental industrial pollutants, the chemicals that you use in your home to clean things with, things you put in your body, and so on and so forth. Now, a virus does not attack cell tissue. What happens is that as a virus, which is a solvent, breaks down the toxic residue within a cell, it creates essentially a toxic waste. So that's why you'll feel shitty if you've got a viral infection. And what can happen is if there's a lot of shit in your cells, you're going to create a lot of toxic waste as that virus breaks down. So what happens is that if there's too much of it, it can actually cause cell damage, and in extreme cases, it can cause cell death. So there is actually one way that you can catch a virus, and I'm going to tell you what that is in a minute. But you got to learn a bit about the nature of viruses before I can tell you how you can catch one. But millions of people are dying, and you can catch some bat flu off of a counter or by being around your friends. 'Cause if we keep minds. A virus is specific to specific cells in the body. So somebody with hepatitis, for example, which affects the liver. Does that affect?
Stop it there. But you see a lot of this floating around out there, okay? And it's hard to gauge for a person like myself, all right? But, you know, you want to put a few things out there just to kind of balance out the, you know, where people are at, because I mean, some people are running around so scared. It's crazy. You know, this has got people strung out in so many directions. Ken sent me this conservative angle. They want their monies out. Baltimore residents storm bank amid fears of social unrest. And we see the boarding up of windows in New York City and Beverly Hills of various kind of businesses. And so they're almost planting the seed that this is coming. And many of us have felt this, okay, over the years, right? So the evolution of panic hoarded starting with the N95 mask, the hand sanitizers, non-perishable foods, guns and ammo, and now cash. So a video surfaced on Instagram on Saturday showing a possible bank run in Baltimore City at a certain credit union. So the area is considered low middle class working families, predominantly African American community. The video shows a large line of cars, blah, 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 blah. See, what we don't realize is in RBN world is what kind of crap gets circulated, targeted, to certain, let's just say, ethnic groups on social media where a large swath of people get their information, okay? And, of course, large swaths of people have in all different, you know, ethnic sectors have, as we know, have very low, let's just say, discernment detection abilities as far as what is, you know, crap news and what's not. All right. You know, a lot of this I have to just chalk up, you know, when I'm looking at various angles of things like this COVID-19, and then you see this Film Your Hospitals footage all over the place. And, you know, there's basically two schools of thought here. The people that think that Trump and the Patriots and kind of the Q side of the house, there's operations going on right now. One of the listeners, Murr, sent me something from a YouTube channel back in January, and it ties in a lot of the fires and the weather warfare and underground fires and noises people are hearing as some sort of a conflict that's going on inside the dumbs and the tunnel systems and all this in various countries around the world. You know, this is, it's interesting angles. You know, we all see the, let's just say, kind of theories about the two ships, one off the coast of New York City, one off the coast of L.A. We saw the train attempting to hit one of the ships last few days, a guy that they said was mentally disturbed and so forth and so on. Well, a lot of people think that basically there's kind of pedophile networks that have children underground in both New York City and in L.A. in various tunnel sewer systems and bunker systems, okay, where these rich and uber rich people live, and then they store their, I guess you would say, their product, their where they harvest their adrenochrome and this whole thing. So people are looking at operations going down there, and, you know, we've all seen the stuff here about COVID-19 patients accidentally being sent to one of the ships in New York City and blah, 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 blah. I mean, there's so much overload here, and this is purposeful, and we all know this. So, I mean, you're seeing stuff all over the map here. Blood donations allegedly not being screened, okay? So, you know, Rick Wiles and these guys are talking about that. So, because they're on the doom side of the house, that this is a biblical plague and so forth and so on. And God sent this plague, and, you know, it's not a bioengineered entity. And, you know, some people are basically all the way over saying it's just the flu, and, you know, it's the whole thing's hype and it's a simulation. A lot of people are talking the simulation angle. Let me pull up the State of the Nation, Operation Coronavirus Pandemic and Panic, an AI simulated global live exercise initiated via multiple acts of bioterrorism on three continents. And they talk about Event 201 and all these other various, you know, simulations and drills and, you know, the drills. How many times do we see these drills right in the proximity of an event? It's just crazy. I was listening to somebody today, and I can't remember what network it was on, but they were talking about the sand. Oh, you know what? During the break, well, maybe next week I'll play it. There was a guy, and they were interviewing Philip Haney, the recently allegedly suicided guy from DHS, and we all saw this a few weeks ago, and it was a big news and kind of the, let's just say, kind of the kosher conservative circles, okay? You know, your regular, let's just say, kind of the Christian, kind of the, is they're always looking at the Islamic angle and the communist angle, but they never call out the basically ethnic element that is the mastermind behind the communist angle, which of course is the Jewish mafia. And so they go off on anti-Semites. They're always ripping on Islam, but then they just use the blanket word for Marxists and communists, and they never really connect the Jewish dots on the communist side of the equation, because they don't, the last thing they want to do is be called anti-Semitic. And so this is a whole group of the World Net Dailies and the, and this happened to be a guy, Brandon House from Worldview Weekend TV, who's kind of in the Hagman and Quayle and Horn sphere. But they were interviewing Philip Haney, and I forgot to get this clip, but he was really going into San Bernardino, Orlando, and then a couple of other these shootings that we had all in kind of in our sphere over here has really looked at as synthetic terror, false flag incidents, setting up patsies at the very least and being completely staged at the very most. But he was talking about these Islamic Muslim Brotherhood networks and so forth that carried out these attacks. So it kind of rubbed me the wrong way, but there's a lot of these guys in that sphere that they really don't question these attacks that are dressed up as Islamic, and they kind of take that and they run with it. Just like a lot of people right now are running with the CDC and Fauci and National Institutes of Health, all their models, World Health Organization models, they're all running with that like it's the truth. And everybody is really, I mean, there's a lot of people, I'm not saying everybody, most people are dumb, but a lot of people are really questioning the models, which is good, okay? I mean, over here on Gateway Pundit, okay, latest numbers, government models overestimated hospitalizations by 8 times, ICU beds by 6.4 times, ventilators needed by 40.5 times. There were supposed to be a lot of people dead right now, okay? Now they're saying that this is going to be a hellish week. But here's my problem, and everybody, a lot of people, well, in alternative media are talking about this, where there's a lot of deaths, where you've got, and we've been talking about this on this broadcast a couple weeks, where people are being misdiagnosed as their cause of death to be COVID-19 to bloat the numbers even further, even though the numbers aren't even huge yet. So, I mean, there's all kinds of strange stuff with this hydroxychloroquine thing, too. So, licensed physician in Utah unable to prescribe hydroxychloroquine because the state has taken over distribution of the drug. So now we're seeing all of these squirrely actions by government officials. You know, what was that act that Trump and them kind of pushed through? What was it, the Freedom to Try Act or whatever? And now you're seeing this coordinated move by all these people, and many of them are like enemies of freedom from this, you know, this ideological strain. They're all, you know, really trying to corral any kind of drug that can allegedly treat these people, blah, 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 blah. Very weird. Boston mayor orders coronavirus curfew, encourages mask wearing in public. So you got Garcetti in L.A., the Seattle mayor. They're all like almost wanting to force people to wear masks in public. Well, there's all, as many of you've seen, there's all of this kind of stimuli of tainted PPE coming from China. So people are trying to get their hands on these masks and so forth. And then some outlets are even reporting COVID-19 laced test kits, to where the test kits actually have some sort of a biological agent in them, whether you call it COVID-19 or whether you call it the flu, whatever. But, you know, intentional kind of bio warfare under the guise of giving people personal protective equipment. And then the test kits themselves being already tainted, which will give a false positive. Okay. And then your numbers go way off the charts as well. Now, I have a close friend in New York City who I haven't talked to in quite a while, who was kind of burning up my phone. Okay. And he really wanted to talk to me, but with everything going on in my life and everything, it's anyway, I finally had some time over the weekend to talk to him. And basically, he thinks this is all a BS, some sort of something else is going on here. He thinks this is all, I'm not saying he says it's a hoax, but he thinks this is crazy. Fauci fun facts. Dr. Fauci's AIDS predictions are also way off the mark. Okay. So India bans all exports of game changer hydroxychloroquine to treat coronavirus, first touted by President Trump. So Laura Ingraham, I just saw this clip floating around. She had a doctor on that says this is a game changer. The epidemic is over. So you have all these people that want to capitalize off of this simulation, psyop, biowarfare, whatever the hell you want to call this thing, by extending this window here of lockdowns and so forth and so on. You know, I just sent the White House, the governor here in my state, and both my senators, I mean, ripping emails today, just because I had to have some way of venting besides this broadcast. And so I decided to throw some stuff over there. So coronavirus model used to crash U.S. economy, massively overstated. Hospitalizations in 40 states. Hospitals around here, they look pretty damn empty to me. I've been running around looking at some of them. Like, it's emptier than it's ever been. Tyranny on display. D.C. police shut down the Wharf fish market after pics of crowds go viral. Louisville police are putting ankle monitors on COVID-19 patients. I'm sure many of you have seen this. This has been – so now you got a jacked-up test kit that ain't worth a damn, probably from China, giving you a false positive or giving you some sort of a flu bug, and then you're going to get a freaking ankle monitor like you're a criminal in this country of ours. This is where – some of these little, you know, crap town mayors and county executives and health department people, all these people in government that now they've become important and now they're going to treat you like a freaking slave. These people are all treasonous thugs. Okay. And they don't even know it. They think they're patriotic because they're keeping people safe. I covered this biological angle since I went on the freaking air back in 2014. And now the chickens, they're here and they're roosting. New York woman arrested for not socially distancing, then thrown into a jail holding cell with two dozen women. So it's just, you know, nine states refuse to issue stay-at-home orders. South Dakota's governor says they're draconian measures like the Chinese government has done. Well, Republican governor of Missouri, he got suckered into this. We'll see you on the other side. This is insanity. It's a dystopian novel. I use that in all my emails today. I'm causing a dystopian novel. All right, we'll see you folks on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiaryquencher.chatango.com, hooliesblog.blogspot.com for the archive in the morning. So there should be no doubt that the man-made COVID-19 pandemic and stage panic are the product of a ubiquitous global enterprise being directed by artificial intelligence. There are several signs and distinguishing signals that AI is really running the show, and AI's designers, and we all know who they are. What is perhaps the greatest show on earth ever? I was thinking about this. I was like, 9/11 was a beast of a production. I mean, think about what it took. And then look, you know, God always puts a little monkey wrench in their little plans. It never goes off without a hitch. And just like this isn't going off without a hitch. You got people out going to film these damn hospitals that are allegedly overran with freaking deaths and hundreds of people dying a day and all this crap. But think about this one. I'm talking, it's insane. How could such a captivating reality show involving all of humanity be produced in all 195 countries, except with extraordinary intentional design, flawless execution and coordination, as well as the capacity to implement and enforce an ironclad cover-up? Sounds like AI, doesn't it? Well, it sounds like a whole lot of things to me, but this is just the article. It ought to be intuitively obvious by now that a worldwide production of this scope and magnitude could only be happening under the direction of some extremely well-programmed and field-tested AI. In fact, the sheer depth and breadth of this Operation Coronavirus Pandemic and Panic, OCPP, suggests that a much more intelligent entity is at work behind the scenes, okay? It's just something to think about, all right? So let's get clip 12 ready. Ken, this is Pachenik, Dr. Steve Pachenik. And he's going to rip into the Pope and Fauci a little bit. And, you know, I called Fauci out immediately when I saw this little goon. And I wasn't really familiar with him back from the HIV stuff. And I know some of the more people that get into that side of the house already knew that this little creep. But you know what? I'm an old heavy metal listener. And you know what I looked at when I saw Fauci? I was like, put a long haired wig on him. And he looked like he's the spitting image of Ronnie James Dio. So put your pictures of Fauci and Dio next to each other and put a wig on Fauci. And I for some reason I was sitting there watching this guy and I'm like, he looks like Ronnie James Dio to me. But let's play clip 12.
Hi, this is Dr. Pachenik. For several weeks now, I've had a lot of problems with two specific individuals, and I'm going to explain why I have those problems and who they are. Number one is Pope Francis. Pope Francis just recently said that we should not worry about the economy in America. We should only worry about the people all over the world. Now, Pope Francis sits in a multi-billion dollar Vatican, which is replete with corruption and pedophilia. The other person that bothers me, and may have had some relationship to Pope Francis, is Tony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And the reason he bothers me is that, one, he trained me, and I know him to be a very good physician. But I also know him to be somebody who's self-aggrandizing, very self-righteous, and says to the world that we are not going to find a cure to coronavirus until we wait for two more years. And I said to myself, my God, he sounds like Pope Francis. So I wondered, what did they have in common that made them so self-righteous, so important, and yet they came to the pinnacle of their respective professions? And guess what I discovered? Both are Jesuits. What do I mean by Jesuits? I have nothing personally against Jesuits. I treated them. I honor them because they saved Jews during World War II and they ended up in the concentration camp. But what I did understand about Jesuits is they profess poverty, chastity, and obedience and self-discipline. In turn, what I see is a total sense of self-aggrandizement for the Pope, who is literally the director of the Jesuits in Latin America, who literally got himself to the papacy, despite the fact that he was involved in the death of four American nuns and two Jesuit priests. Then I look at Tony Fauci and I'm saying, my God, does he live in something akin to the Vatican? And then I realize, whoa, NIH, a multi-billion dollar institution, which has done nothing. In 40 years, that institution, and believe me, I was part of it initially. I had been part of NIMH, and I turned down the opportunity to be director of NIMH or St. Elizabeth's Hospital. And I said, what in fact is NIH? And what are the institutions that are receiving hundreds of millions of dollars in America? And they seem to me like the Vatican. Empty, self-aggrandizement with total corruption and no specific outcome that is helpful to the American public. So I look at Tony and I said, Tony, you're talking about a year, year and a half. Guys like me who went out and did a private practice, some of us even went under. We weren't self-righteous. We said, listen, the best thing to do is do what we know best, which is to give you Zithromax, to give you chloroquine or hydrochloroquine. And guess what? People get healed. We don't have to sustain 6 feet away. We don't have to have an abeyance of all our economy. What we have to do is to go back to business. Unlike Pope Francis, most of us don't have hundreds of millions of dollars. Unlike Tony Fauci, we do not make $400,000 a year. Yes, think of it for a moment. This self-disciplined individual who seems so humble but is constantly equivocating when it comes to President Trump. He can't quite say, oh, you're wrong, but on the other hand, you're right. He only makes $400,000. The director of NIH, by technicality, should make anywhere close to $250,000 to $300,000. He, like Pope Francis, got a special dispensation to get $400,000 because he remained at NIH for 30-some-odd years. If you don't think that's like a Jesuit priest, then you please tell me what you do think it's about. Let me now say to you something very practical. America needs to go back to work. We cannot afford this normative concept of waiting for months and years to go back to work. America is based on business. The domestic affair is business. The foreign affairs is business. Let me quote a very famous person. Golda Meir once said to Bibi Netanyahu, "Don't be so modest. You weren't all that great beforehand." And I say that to Tony Fauci and Pope Francis. Thank you and good luck.
You can stop it there. Now, Fauci and Birx, these two doctors, they're both neck deep in with Bill Gates money. Okay. Let's see here. Ken, if you would get clip 10 ready. This is Alex Jones today, and he had a guest on from National File. And I don't know if he writes for Epoch Times or not. But this guy rips into Fauci and Birx pretty good. So let's roll clip 10.
Hey, I have been briefed by insiders about what's really going on here. And what's really going on is a proxy war that's playing out between President Donald Trump and Bill Gates. And I'm sorry to have to report to the president that Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx are stooges for Bill Gates. They are part of his confederacy of dunces that are trying to carry out the sinister agenda upon the world. And I have shown the world this information. I've put out photographs of Dr. Anthony Fauci with Bill Gates. They've met over and over again. They're working together. Fauci's agency within the government, he's a longtime government bureaucrat, they are partnered with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on vaccines. Now, Bill Gates says these vaccines might not come out for another 18 months, by which point the American economy is going to be toast, by which point we're going to be, you know, hauling dead bodies through the streets. This is the agenda. And you know what? President Donald Trump threw a wrench into all of this because he discovered hydroxychloroquine, a very cheap anti-malarial drug that has been around for years. And now we have people fighting hydroxychloroquine. How prescient that today on Fox News, on the quizzling Chris Wallace's show, he had the nerve to have Bill Gates on and also the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, who tried to shut down chloroquine in her state. She restricted it, just like Andrew Cuomo. And I'd like to know if Andrew Cuomo's brother, Chris Cuomo, who says he's having hallucinations, I don't know how that's any different than his usual content on CNN. I want to know if he's on chloroquine. What kind of drugs are he on? What kind of drugs are the elites getting that the people are not getting? Because right now, all over the place, the media, on behalf of the Chi-Coms and the Democrats, are trying to shut down any possible treatment while President Trump races against the clock. And you can go to National File and you can see all of these links between Fauci and Gates. Fauci is on the board of, he's on the leadership council of the Decade of Vaccines collaboration with the Gates Foundation, meeting after meeting with Gates, photographed with Pelosi, with Hillary. Gates, meanwhile, giving $100 million through his foundation to an AIDS project with Fauci's agency. Fauci in September is going to be speaking at the World Vaccine Congress in D.C. with representatives from WHO, the CDC, FDA, Merck, Pfizer. It's a big private sector slash public sector conspiracy here. And he loved chloroquine when Obama was president and we had a MERS coronavirus outbreak. But now, all of a sudden, he doesn't like it so much. He's pushing a nationwide stay-at-home order. And I refuse, Alex, as a longtime listener of you and as a reporter, to watch our freedom get taken away and tyranny imposed on us by this little Napoleon complex man and this scarf lady, Deborah Birx, who was appointed by Obama.
By the way, let's just be clear for radio listeners who are putting all this on screen. Fauci got a $100 million grant a few years ago. They worked together very closely in eugenics. They're carrying this out. Fauci was involved in the whole AIDS, HIV cover-up. And this is not just about money and the billions and billions and billions for big pharma and the vaccine that they already own and already, you know, have the ingredients for. They have the virus already ready. They can put it in solution now. They're making you beg for it and take all your rights first and have you clamor so it's not obvious what they're doing. But these monsters want the president to forcibly put this into our body. That's what this is about. It's about putting all this nanotech, all this engineered garbage into our body. They want the power to do secret experiments on us. The very same criminal secret science group did through the army and other groups that Bill Gates' father was involved in. Secret experimentation.
Yes, that's right. And we the people deserve to know if there's going to be aborted fetus DNA in this vaccine. And this vaccine, by the way, is being tested in Africa. These people want to lecture us about racism. They are testing this on the people of Africa, on poor black people in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. These are sick people, and this is a sick agenda at work. Bill Gates is on record talking about
Bill Gates is doing medical experiments on black people. Well, of course he is. There's all these photos of him and his dad with black kids like they love him. Give me a break.
Absolutely right. And Dr. Deborah Birx's hands are dirty, too. She's on the board of the Global Fund, which has received over $2 billion from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So Scarf Lady, who should be watching Desperate Housewives with her girlfriends drinking mimosas in Martha's Vineyard, she's just as dirty as the rest of them. She used a Bill Gates-funded model, which has proven to be totally inaccurate. She's botching this, and I'm not going to watch my president, Donald J. Trump, get led astray by these clowns and these
That's right. They're setting him up.
All right. Go ahead and stop it there. Well, the buck stops with Trump. I mean, this is the thing where he always, you know, the certain element in the alternative media, they always give Trump an out, saying he's surrounded by the swamp and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, now if you listen to Jeff Rentz, and he's getting hard for me to listen to because he's just so on the other side of the pick. He's on the other side of the spectrum where that's all he does all day now is rip on Trump, calls him stupid. And I mean, you know, criminal, inept, like he's a buffoon and so forth and so on. And that really gets trying onto me as well, because I sent myself a text the other day when I was listening to Rents, and I probably shouldn't say this on the radio, but this was my text I sent to myself after listening to him just, you know, ripping on Trump. Like this is what gets me about Rents when he analyzes Trump. He tries to psychoanalyze the guy like he knows him, like he has the authority or the knowledge of the inner workings of Trump's mind to basically blow him off as like a dipshit or a buffoon, a clown and so forth and so on. And I sent myself this text, Rents, the ultimate douche. I just sent myself that text, and, you know, I'll say it because I can't get into Trump's mind. I don't know if he's secretly playing 5D chess or not, but I'm not going to be the guy that sits here and says Trump's like a mental midget and there's nothing else going on under the surface of this operation here. And, you know, I said that in my email to the White House. I was like, I know there's operations running under the surface here, but this is still getting a lot of people pissed off, and you know, you can't lock a country like the United States down. You know who you're going to lock down. And I was thinking about this too. You're going to lock down all the domesticated white people. Basically, you think you're going to lock down the hood? You think you're going to lock down the barrio? You're not going to be able to hold the hood and the barrio without bringing in full military force. And that's probably what you got up your sleeve with the blue helmets eventually, because you're not going to be able, the police forces and a few National Guardsmen alone are not going to be able to hold these cities. It's not going to happen. And then you're going to all these little creeps like Fauci and Gates and all the rest of them and all the demon rat power structure, the Schumers and all of them that want to basically take this to the next level. The blood of a lot of people are going to be on their hands. I would rather let the so-called virus, if it's even real, this biological agent, I would let it halfway rage through the place and let the chips fall where they may, rather than shut this whole place down and lock people in their freaking homes, you know, and run around scared. Because the end result of that side of the house is worse than this whole COVID-19 hysteria. I'm leaning towards this thing being some sort of an agent, but a very low kill rate. But everybody built these models up, and then the doom porn purveyors just took it and run with it, right with their little buddies in the mainstream media. And Ken said that's what Sweden is doing, and that's what Brazil is doing. And allegedly, now I can't say I know, allegedly, their numbers are even better or the same as all of us living under this draconian BS. And so Very fascinating. See you guys in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
But anyway, oh, there he is. Anyway, so I've been thinking about this. Remember Katrina, okay? Bush was the president and the seizing of people's firearms. So you had a Republican president. See, there's this thing here with the dialectic that we must keep in the forefront. So Trump, the Trump administration has already kind of came down and said firearms, the retailers and so forth are necessary or, you know, essential, blah, 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 blah. So that's a direct difference between Bush. Now we're going to see who Trump really is in his second term if he gets one. But think about this with Katrina that happened. I just happened to, during the break, I looked up who was the mayor, the governor of Louisiana during Katrina. It was Kathleen Blanco. Okay. Now, and she was her Babineau Cajun ancestry. Okay. And she went to, all girls Roman Catholic school, Sisters of Mount Carmel. Okay. And she went to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. They named the Louisiana University of Southwest Louisiana. Okay. So she was and she's buried at the St. Charles Borromeo Cemetery in Louisiana. Okay. So a pretty hardcore Roman Catholic governor, Democrat, during the time of Katrina. Then you had, of course, Mayor Ray Nagin. We remember him. Chocolate City, Ray Nagin comments and all that. Two hardcore Democrats. They seized the firearms. Okay. But remember, Bush, his National Guard and his activated reservists assisted with this. So if Bush was worth the crap, and we know he wasn't, the Bush family was, you know, neck deep in 9/11 and all the dirt that they've done throughout. Poppy Bush, the narco terrorist king. Most likely into the adrenochrome stuff as well. But anyway, so we've got to keep this radical kind of red Republican angle in our minds, because I just don't want to get burned by Trump. Remember the red flag stuff, and I'll just go ahead and take the firearms, you know, from the crazy people and so forth. Now, Trump's done a lot of things that it gives people that analyze the big picture some sort of hope, and I get that. But the whole he's surrounded by enemies, and so he's at war, and he's not responsible for anything, and, you know, because he's just surrounded by so many people. Well, he surrounded himself by a lot of these people. And so, but anyway, the radical red Republican angle, when we start seeing the targeting of firearms by Republicans, you know, keep your eyes on this, because, you know, I don't want to see this. We're seeing sheriffs that are finally starting to stand up against police state measures in Maine and other things. This all remains to be seen what's going to happen here, but these next every day is crucial wherever this thing's going to go. All right, we'll see y'all next time.
A rocks and a mortar lights out in the dirt. The lightning is had no direction by her.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.